David lifted his eyebrow to a familiar, impatient angle. The point of the websites. The point of using words like casual and discreet in your posts. I nodded slowly. You're pretty familiar with the conventions. David looked at me and said nothing, by which I mean I assume it wasn't the first time you'd used one of these sites. It wasn't. How many? He cut me off. How is this relevant? I drained my coffee mug, rubbed the last smudges of sleep from my eyes, and counted to 10. I don't know what's relevant and what's not. I'm still trying to get the lay of the land. David sniffed. Suffice it to say, there were other sites and other women. Were they all one-time things? He walked back to the windows. A few sooty snowflakes were drifting down onto 16th Street. David watched them drift. Some and some were three or four-time things. Wren was four times. None of the other women? None of the others ever called me on the phone, John. None of them has shown up at my house, so can we drop them and stick to Wren? His voice was shaky. You saw her four times over what period? 2 months, maybe. From when to when? From October to December. The last time was about 6 weeks ago. When did the call start? New Year's Day. She left a message on my office voicemail. And since then? David turned toward me. Beneath the flawless Italian tailoring, his arms and legs were stiff as wire. His normally ruddy face was paper white. In the past 2 weeks, I've gotten four more calls at the office and three at home. 4 days ago, she dropped by. Does she say what she wants? The two times she's managed to get through to me, she said she wants to meet me again. She doesn't seem to get the point of no. She doesn't say anything more? David examined his cuticles intently. She says plenty more. I've saved a couple of the messages. You can hear for yourself. Maybe you could give me a preview. He sighed impatiently. She demands to see me. She won't be dismissed or ignored. It's a whole fatal attraction shtick. And she makes it clear that she knows where I work, not just my office number, but what I do and where. She mentions Ned and threatens to call him if I don't get in touch with her. Ned is our brother, the eldest of the five of us. With our Uncle Ben's retirement the previous June, he'd also become the managing partner at Klein & Sons, the head guy at the merchant bank our great-grandfather started a few generations ago, which also made him David's boss. How are you supposed to get in touch with her? The same way we arranged things before, by email. What else does she say? David stared at me. His blue eyes were weary, but they didn't waver. She knows I'm married, he said finally. She mentioned Stephanie's name and a couple of events Steph had been at recently. Fundraising things. She threatened to call her. I nodded. That was more than a glance through his wallet, though the research wouldn't have been hard. David was a reasonably high-profile guy in some circles, and Google would do the trick. I recalled the mentions in the trade rags last August of David's promotion to head of mergers and acquisitions at Klein. Those articles would probably appear at the top of the search results, but Stephanie's name would come up too, along with a skein of social contacts. She's done some homework, I said. Irritation rippled across David's face. You think? He stalked to the kitchen counter and picked up his coffee mug. He drank from it and grimaced and emptied it in the sink. Cold, he said. He made it an accusation. Has she made good on her threats? Do you think I'd be here if she had? There wouldn't be much point, would there? I counted to 10 again, and then to 20. I was getting good at it. I'd had a lot of practice with David. Has she tried to make good on them?